For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
God, Father, thank you for the opportunity to look at your word. We ask the Lord you grant us understanding. Open our heart, open our mind, speak through me. Speak to everyone listening to this message. Let our lives never remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14 to 16. Hallelujah. Welcome to midweek service. I believe how the Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in their house. Then verse 16, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. You know, we are looking at developing and adding value. When we look at financial prosperity, in this month, one of the ways that people need to understand to prosper, or the really, actually wealth is all actually what we call exchange of values. Hallelujah. Until we develop to a state of being valuable and then add value to people, we will never attract anything in our life. Hallelujah. The quality that renders something desirable or valuable is very, very important. Anything that makes something that people want to have it makes it valuable. People don't consider stone to be valuable unless when they want to build. Nobody wants to have it. It's not desirable. But people desire diamond and gold. The degree of importance people give to something is the level of value they put on it. Hallelujah. Let's say I bought this book for $10,000. Hallelujah. Everybody will slap me and say something is wrong with me because it doesn't look like something that is worth of that kind of level of importance. Hallelujah. So, you see, people put value on different sort of people. The degree of importance that people put on people is different. See, there are people that when we invite them, we have to look for chairs to get them to sit down in this kind of chairs. We cannot put them in plastic chairs. Why? Because even our mind is telling us this person is more valuable than this. Is that not true? Yes. So people put different levels of that. There are people that we invite them, we don't even look for them. When they come, we don't even usher them anywhere. Based on the level of value. There are certain people that when we know they are coming, because of the value we put on them and their words, their preparation is different. So people have different level of value. So the degree of importance people give to you determines the level of value you have. Another definition is the amount of money, goods, or services that is given as an equivalent exchange for something is the value. Let's say the value of this microphone is 50,000 in naira. Hallelujah. And then somebody will not come and give 1 million naira for this kind of microphone. They will never do something like that. Why? Because the equivalent of the value is not equal to the amount. So the amount of money that people are willing to pay for something determines the value. The value of a fast 5-star hotel is different from a 1-star, from a 2-star, from a 3-star, from a 4-star. People are willing to pay a particular amount of money for a flight. But they will never pay that kind of amount of money to take it to recycle. Hallelujah. So the amount of money that people pay, that is why people will ask you, how much do you buy it? Because when they hear the amount, it seems to say it is valuable. When they hear that this ring is 200,000 naira, from that moment, their value for the ring changes. Why? Because people tend to equate value with the amount. Hallelujah. And then finally, the degree of esteem people accord something tells its value. There are men of God in this country, somebody like that, Adeboye, when he came to this state, the governor of this state, being an unbeliever, said that is his spiritual father. There are people, yes, I read it on the news. There are people that people put some level of value, no matter where they are. Like someone like that, Adeboye, worldwide, is a valuable, highly esteemed personality. Hallelujah. That is very, very, very valuable. Somebody like that is treated as a first-class citizen. When they go to airport, they are treated like diplomats. They don't join the line like others and asking you, what they going to do in our country? How much do you have in your account? No. People like that, when they go, they are treated with a level of honor because they are valuable. Unlike if you are not valuable, then you know you are not important. The way they treat you in other nations, hallelujah, it's not good. Why? Because you are not yet valuable. But when you are valuable, even white men will beg to drive you. Beg to drive you. Why do you have to become valuable? Number one is your value determines your rating among men and spirit. The level of value you have determines the way men will rate you and the way spirit respects you. You remember the story of the sons of Sceva? They respected Apostle Paul, but did not respect the sons of Sceva. Demons respect human beings based on the level of value and worth they possess in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to 3, the Bible is talking about the story of David when Absalom became an orangu. Hallelujah. You know, Bishop Dakar Mee's book actually started from the story of Absalom, the first rebellion's wicked son against his father. And when they wanted to fight with David, hallelujah, he was moving. David wanted to join in the battle. David wanted to join in the battle, but then the people said, don't join us. If they kill all of us, it will not even matter. They will watch you. They say, you are worth 10,000 of us. That is the value of one person. If they kill 10,000 of us, it doesn't matter to them. But if they kill only you, to them, they have killed 10,000 people. That is tell us the level of value he has. In 1 Kings 22, verse 31, there was the king of Syria had a battle with the king of Judah and the king of Israel. And the king of Syria told the people that when you go, don't fight with normal people. Just focus on the king of Israel. When you get him, that's why the Bible says, when you strike the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So the level of your value determines the way human beings rate you. And the way even spirit will rate you. Number two is your value determines the level of comfort and succor. That is the level of help you can render to men. There are certain things you cannot do because you are limited. The reason why we value God and esteem Him so much is because in heaven and on earth, Psalm 97 verse 9, in heaven and on earth, people respect God. There's nothing God cannot do. The truth is, if we find somebody more important than God, all of us will repent and follow that person. Yes. But God is valuable because there is nothing He cannot do. In heaven, on earth, and below the earth, beneath the earth, God is the most important entity. There is no help He cannot render. There is nothing He cannot change. So that He may not do something, but He can do them. So it determines what you can do. It determines your possessing power. Hallelujah. Number three, your value. Why you must become valuable is because your value will determine what can be sacrificed for you. In Matthew chapter 2, from verse 11 to 18, the Bible says, God, there was a situation where Jesus Christ needed to escape the hand of Herod. Children at the age of what age were sacrificed? 2 to 3. Is that 2 to 1? 3 to 1. All of them were killed just to sacrifice, because if you kill Jesus Christ and leave the rest, all of them are useless. Is he going to hell? So save Jesus Christ and let the rest go, because Jesus Christ is very, very valuable. We cannot afford to lose him. Hallelujah. We cannot, because of the level of his value. So it will determine what people can sacrifice to have you. Because people consider money to be valuable, they can sacrifice their life and everything to have it. Hallelujah. So how valuable you are determine what can be sacrificed. Imagine me sacrificing this tablet for a touchlight Nokia phone. That is not that valuable. I have to sacrifice it for somebody higher. That's why one of the definitions of sacrifice is when you lay down something for something higher, you have sacrificed. So what can be sacrificed for you determine the level of your value. In Matthew chapter 16 verse 20, the Bible says, what can be given in exchange for the soul of a man? Say, even if you get the whole world and lose your soul, you are still at a loss. So the soul of a man is valuable more than the whole world. Then the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. That means our soul is worth sacrificing Jesus for. Hallelujah. Your value determines the extent God and men go to preserve and keep you. Moses was valuable so that God had no extent that to push to make sure that he was not killed. In Exodus chapter 2 from verse 1 to 10, the Bible tells us of how the Levite went down and married another woman. And then Moses was born. He was born in a time when there was a decree that every male child should be killed. But because of how important Moses was, God ensured that his mother kept him. He didn't cry and he was not exposed. He was put in a river and then directed the daughter of Pharaoh to go and bath at that particular time. And touched her heart to accept Moses. And then Moses' mother came and look, you can see that it was supernatural because he was very, very important for the deliverance of Israel. So your value determines how far people can go to keep you. Remember the story of the disciples. When Jesus Christ died, and then in John chapter 21, verse 3 to 15, Bible says that Peter said, I want to go and fish. Where would Jesus start from? Just think about where Jesus Christ would have started from. After training this guy for 3.5 years, I am dead now. You are saying I'm going to go and fish. The Bible says Jesus Christ had to come back and meet them and bring them back again and restore them. Because they are the most valuable thing he has on this earth at that moment. Because if they are gone, his work is ended. Nobody will share the story. Nobody. So they are valuable. So people, Jesus Christ had to go, come and cook, give them food and talk to them. Yes. Because they are very valuable. That's the truth. There are people you cannot just let them go like that. They are very, very important. They are very important. Other people can go, but these ones, these 12, cannot go. Cannot go. So Jesus Christ was willing to make a sacrifice to see that they go. Jesus Christ gave a prophecy that David will always have a son on the throne. Even when Solomon rebelled and 10 tribes went to Israel and then 2 to Judah, there was always a descendant of David on the throne so that Jesus Christ would come through that descendant. But then there was a time when one of the kings was killed by Jehu. And then Athaliah got up and destroyed all the male seed. God has to use Jehoshaphat in 2 Kings 11 verse 2 to preserve one child. That was the only person that was preserved, even though the lineage of David would have been wiped off. See that God can go in because that child is the most valuable seed of David that is existing. So the level that people can go to preserve you determine how valuable you are. There are people that they don't mind being shot just so that you can be alive. I read the documentary when people were discussing about Martin Luther. They said that if only they knew, I heard it from Bishop Noel Jones, said if only they knew how important Martin Luther was to the blacks and to America, they wouldn't have let him die the way he died. They would have protected him more. They didn't know how valuable he was. Then, you know, there is a level that people can go to protect you because of how important you are to them. And because of how important you are to life. People will go to every extent to ensure that you are preserved. Hallelujah. Number 4 is your value determine the extent. Okay, I've said that. Finally, number 5 is your value determine how replaceable you are. And how much you must be needed. The level of value you have determines how replaceable you are. And how much you can be needed by men. Hallelujah. There are people in scriptures, it looked as if nobody could do what they did. Jonah was somebody that could not be replaced. Hallelujah. When Jonah rebelled against God, he said he was not going to preach. I was thinking, why didn't God send somebody? Hallelujah. Why didn't God send somebody? God had to arrange a fish to swallow him, and when he came back, God had to speak to him, go again. There are people that cannot be replaced because they are very, very important. Because God will have raised anybody, but God did not send somebody. He sent a fish to swallow him, make him to be alive in the fish belly for 3 days. There are people that are so important to God that he can preserve them by any extent. When Joseph brought the solution to Pharaoh in Genesis chapter 41, verse 32 to 36, the Bible said they looked for, there was nobody as valuable as Joseph that could replace him. So Pharaoh said that you are above everybody in Egypt except me, only by the throne. The same with Daniel in Daniel chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. Daniel was so important that after three kings or four kings, he was very, very important. Every king that come to power wiped down the whole cabinet because of loyalty. Because if he leaves this person, he can be the person taking the other people the story, and then they can be our weekly. He can go and tell them our discussion and they will come and kill us. But in every generation, kings upon kings, Daniel was relevant because he was valuable. So how do you become valuable to men? And how do you become valuable to God? Number one is develop spiritually. Develop your spiritual potentials. Two things you need to develop spiritually. The first is the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. And another one is in the gift of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 to 15. When you develop the fruit of the Spirit, people will value you. Character is very, very expensive. You hardly find people of character, of integrity. I read on statistics that in 12 relationships, only 2 will last. And if God gives you 5 people that you can trust, you are very lucky. People that have solid character, patience, as cast. So when you find people of character around you, they become valuable automatically. A bank manager will value a staff that his money is safe. Because nowadays, I read of a man in Ghana. He said that his problem was not... The reason why what happened was he had a company in Ghana and then he was no longer employing Ghanaians. Then people asked him why. He said that many Ghanaians are shouting, even though it's the same in Nigeria everywhere, that why are we not employed? He said that if you employed a Ghanaian man in your poultry, for a Nigerian man, they will kill your chicken and then ask you for the egg. They will kill the chicken and ask you for a dead body and then you have to give them. They will do a lot of wicked things. He said the company will go down. He said that he had to hire security to protect his money from the company to the bank, not because of armed robbers, but because his staff will steal the money in between the bank. He had to hire security. He said that he had to fire all of them and employ Indonesians or Lebanese. He said that top management positions are managed by non-Ghanaians. That is the same thing people do in Nigeria. They begin, because if you put Nigeria in certain positions, they will steal the money. That is why they prefer employing people from outside to manage top ranking. That is why they prefer China or doing contract with these people. When you give a Nigerian man, he will not be faithful. So when they find a man that has character, it will be very, very valuable. There are certain men of God I discovered that there are, especially my father in the Lord Church, you know what I mean? I discovered that after a while, every man of God will be transferred. After a while, certain men of everybody, but there are certain people that never move away. I believe these are people he discovered that I can trust this person. Or this person is very, very important. Even that they are different, people like that. You discover that once you have people you can trust, they become so much valuable to you that you can let everybody go, but they have to be around you because you can vouch for them. So when you develop the fruit of the Spirit, you become very, everybody will value you. Even I read a story of a man who was testifying that when he was a child, he was an accountant for somebody selling India hemp in Niger State, Mina. And then he discovered that because he was very, very faithful with the book, the man said, "You will never smoke ganja in this place." The man stopped him from smoking, paid his school fees, and trained him. I said, "Continue to manage my money. All these people, if I give them my money, will not manage it very well." So because you are faithful, he became valuable. So when you develop real character, you see, politicians are stealing money. Look for somebody they can trust to keep their money. That is why they go to Swiss bank and they go to foreign banks to keep their money, because they know that if they keep in UBA will expose them or something like that. So when you develop character, the truth is you become valuable. That is the problem with many people. They don't know that character is really expensive and very valuable. And the fruit of the Spirit makes you valuable. Why do we respect that they are dead boy today? It's not really only because he's that it's you. Because there's fruit of the Spirit, the number of healings, deliverances, the number of miracles that happen in one Holy Ghost Congress service. Sometimes we cannot even count the testimonies. Because of the gift of the healing, people are healed. Word of knowledge, my daddy said this is happening, and then the result instantly. Word of wisdom, he will advise you wisdom. Miracle, unbelievable miracle. All the gift of the Spirit makes him valuable. When he came to Kaduna State, the governor referred to him and said, please pray for the state. When he came to Kogi State, every state he goes to, the governor will fly in and say, please pray for us. Because it's very, very valuable. So the gift of the Spirit will really make you valuable. The day you pray and somebody is sick and is blind, begin to see, your value has changed. Your value has that truth. It has changed. Even in that congregation, the way they see you now has changed. The day you do something supernatural by the gift of the Holy Spirit, your value. That's what, especially men of God, what make us valuable. If there is no gift, people will not value you. Because anything you are saying, they can read in your books. So why should they value you? Until they see a demonstration of the gifts of the Spirit, you are not valuable. That is why, as a man of God, what we give is the gift. We exchange things for money. That's why people come and give us seed. Somebody is going for cancer. And they say it's 5 million naira operation in India. And then he comes and receives healing. They'll come and source it. Oh, 1.5 million naira, 2 million naira. Some people even give the whole 5 million to them to pass on. I say, what was the person? The person has not the pain. That's why some men of God are wealthy. Because they have solved a lot of problems. And people count that tea. No matter how ungrateful a man is, there's a level of result that somebody will do to you that you will appreciate the person. You will do something to say thank you. You have not had a child for 30 years or 30 years of waiting, 25 years, and you met somebody and he prayed for you and you have triplets. Haba. You will come and say thank you. Automatically, you are a member of that show. You become a member. You become valuable. Hallelujah. Another thing that makes you valuable is your education and your mental expansion. The more you expand your mind, you become more valuable. The Bible says when Daniel was discovered to be 10 times better than his colleagues, in Daniel chapter 1 verse 20, the king valued him. In Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13, I discovered that Solomon went to look for expansion of knowledge and his mind expanded. Daniel was a reader. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, he said, I understood by books. In Acts chapter 23 verse 6, I believe one of the reasons why Apostle Paul wrote a lot of books is because his mind is being enlightened. He was a Pharisee. He was learned, unlike Peter that was a fisherman that did not go to school. Because in Acts chapter 4, the Bible says they discovered that he was an unlearned man by the way he was speaking. While Paul was educated, that was why he could speak to the Greeks. He could speak to the Gentiles. He could speak to only people. And then he was wealthy educated. And God can use him more. The more you expand your mind by information, you become more valuable. That is why a professor is valued at another level as a doctor. A doctor is valued at another level by than a master's or a master's student. And a master is valued at another level from an undergraduate. Undergraduate is valued. See that the more educated you are, people put more value on you. Even your entry level to your government work is different. Anywhere you are, education will make you valuable. People will really value. People will reward you for adding value. Teachers lesson. My wife was telling me she was doing lesson jam. Only lesson jam lesson, 30,000 naira. Yeah, so people pay 50,000 naira. I don't have a man here. His children are home tutor. A retired military man. All his children, the staffs come to the house and teach them alone. And they can pay a lot of money. 100,000, 50,000 naira, 60,000 naira just for one subject. Peter, if he calls you now, oh, come and teach you. So where is your certificate? I can teach English, but where is your certificate? Or prove to me you can solve this equation. Or they will give you a particular question. Even though there are people that they don't have a certificate, but they are very, very enlightened. Okay, to solve this question, you cannot solve it. You, the teacher, so where's the faith of my child? See, you become valuable when you add more education, when you develop your mind, expand your mind. When somebody asks you a solution, you can answer and you can ask them. They will really value you. Number three, what I call self-development and skill acquisition. In Judges chapter 1, verse 11 to 7, the Bible says, Jephthah was the son of a woman that was a prostitute. And then when the father died, the children sent him away, but he developed himself. And years later, the people came to look for him. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 38, the Bible told us of David killing Goliath, but in 1 Samuel 17, he said that before he killed
a big giant as a human being. He trained with bears and lions. Developed himself on how to kill a big giant lion. See that when they come for his bear, he go for a bear, kill the bear. He developed himself. That is why now we must rehearse with small, small demons. Now, is that not true? Yes, we must rehearse with, yes, because one day God will give you a big opportunity that will change your life forever. You must learn. See, there is a mistake that when you make before a crowd, you will never, the door will be closed to you permanently. But now you can make a mistake in a small congregation, and it doesn't matter. So God is training us and then giving us time to develop our skills. To develop, I was listening to Bishop Tutu Bismarck. He said that the first time he preached in T.D. Jakes' church, he said that the president of America was around. He said that first time he said, God, at least for the sake of yourself and help me. Say for the sake of Africa, help me. At least, even for the sake of my life. Let me not go and embarrass myself there. Yes. Because when you flop in Potter's House, it's a global platform. That is the end of your life. I heard from Archbishop Duncan Williams. He said that his ministry opened up internationally when he preached in Potter's House. He said that after that meeting, people began to invite him. UK, everywhere. Because that is a world platform. I heard from Bishop Dakar, he said that one day he went to South Korea, that is Yonggi-cho, and then he was given 30 minutes to preach. He said that, so he brought his topic, why you must have a mega church. See that he has been preaching that message for years to his small congregation. So after he preached that message, from that day, his life changed. Invitations to Ukraine, invitations that you could not even meet up. That people had him saying, really? Just imagine he flopped there. That is the end of his ministry, as he would die in Ghana. He would have died in Ghana, yes. But developing yourself in this little beginning is very, very important. We are acquiring skills. Because one day, if they say, preach for 30 minutes now, you say, you cannot preach for 30 minutes, it's 1 hour. There are churches you go to, they'll give you 25 minutes. And they expect you to deliver well. You must learn how to manage 15 minutes now, manage 10 minutes now, manage 30 minutes now, manage 45 minutes, manage 1 hour. Because I'm going to another place, you'll say, we have 3 hours. See, all this thing is training and developing our skills. Now, if you're a carpenter, you must learn to develop your skills because there's a level of work. If they are doing government has work, they will not call you. When they come and see your carpentry work, they will not call you. Nobody will go and buy foreign wood of 35,000 naira and then they will go and call a carpenter. You must be a good carpenter. Is that the truth? Nobody will go and buy material. I heard of a material that is 25,000 naira per yard. Then if you are sewing 8 yards, that is how much? 100,000 naira. And they will go and give a tailor that cannot join the line very well. Or cannot even cut. After cutting, that kind of material, yeah, that is true. You live with a tailor that is good, that has developed his skills very well, that is worthy of that kind of a material. So we must develop ourselves if we want to be valuable. Because the more developed you are, the more valuable you are. That's the truth. That's why Apostle Salman is everywhere, because he's very skillful, very well developed. Well developed. And number 4 is by training. When we train ourselves, the Bible says in Proverbs 12 verse 24, a man that is diligent will stand before kings. When we train ourselves, we become very, very important. When we master a lot of things, hallelujah, we are very, 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 very. When we train ourselves, master, we become very, very good. Become very, very competent. And then finally, how to become valuable is by packaging yourself well, presenting yourself well, and packaging it well. The truth is, there are many preachers in villages. When you travel to villages and you hear some preachers preach, they are more sound than some preachers in the city. When you hear their revelation, when you hear the kind of things these men of God in the villages preach, they are very sound that some pastors wearing tie and suit and shouting on Sunday morning. They are reading and sharing nonsense. That's the truth. But the truth is that they don't know how to package their preaching and sell it out. Put it in radio tapes. Put it online. Put it in many things like that. They don't know how to present what they have. You see, many people know that Smith Ugus was raised 21 people back to life. And then we celebrate him. But I read of Apostle Babalola that he brought back 41 people. No, is it 41 or 47? Back to life. That is almost times two. The whole world don't know that story. Why? Because we have not packaged it and presented it. We have the story of God General that we read today. John Gillick, Alexander Dowie. Their church, nobody, look at what our fathers in the faith are doing in Nigeria today. If you write these books, it will be times seven of God General that we are reading. Think that they are doing 9 by 9, 6 million people for 6 days. That never happened. I read online, he has the highest crowd, bigger than Benihi. But because it's not online, it's not packaged, it's not presented, people don't know. So it looks as if Africa, nothing has happened. Look at the Glory Dome, 100,000 seat capacity. Look, if we can package Africa well. There are still poor people in America, but they don't show us poor part of America on TV. They only show us the good part. That is truth. There are people that are drug addicts in America and they are on the street, but they don't show us. They ensure that they cover the bad side of America and only put the good side on TV. So many people want to go to America because of the good things we are seeing. But if you go there, they cover, there are only poor people there. There are also beggars. But because they package themselves and present themselves well, they become very, very, very valuable. People travel. I read that from 2011 to 2019, people went to Spain. Spain was the most visited country in the whole world. Why? Because of the way they show them on TV, La Liga, Spain, and they present the good part of Madrid, the good part of Barcelona, the good part of these nations. But if you go there, you see high levels, there are levels of people, places that are poor. Poorer than some people in places in Nigeria. But they show us the good part. We must learn to package ourselves well. Hallelujah. You know, in Esther chapter 2 verse 12, the Bible says, Esther bathed herself very well for 1 year with oil and perfume. Package ourselves very, very well. We must learn to package ourselves. Hallelujah. See, as a small church, I remember when we were in that former place. It was a little place. That was all we had. But we made sure that we gave it the best cleaning that we could give. So that if you come there, at least you know this is a clean church. We gave it so that we ensure that the seats we are well arranged. When you come, every day we mop the place. When you come, everywhere is clean. At least the sun was clear. We will close the windows. There will be no windows. But at least when you are there, we look for air freshener. The place was smelling nice. So that at least, this is not big. Let's make it nice. Let's package it well. So if we can package ourselves well, we can really become valuable. Because most of the things that we are buying outside, we have them. But we just learn how to present it very, very well. I learned it from Pastor Chris when he said, when God told him how to show the world what God is doing in his ministry. That is, I have noticed, and it's proven wise, that churches that have TV that show what God is doing in their churches grow more than people that don't show it. Because nobody will know what is happening in your church because they are somewhere, they are outside. But when they have a TV, that one day they are flipping, they can see it on TV. Hey. And they'll be watching. Where is this church? They'll look for it and come and meet it. Just a packaging and presentation. Meanwhile, there are many churches that miracles are happening. I'm telling you, on Sunday, there are many churches that miracles are happening, but we don't know. Even in this local church, there are a lot of churches that big things are happening. But people don't know. People don't know that somebody got healed on Sunday. Somebody came and testified my cancer was healed. Somebody came and testified that my pregnancy of my barrenness of 7 years was terminated. On Sunday, I believe these testimonies we are sharing in different churches, local church. But people don't know. We have to present it to them to let them know that this is what is happening, and by that the church will become more valuable. People will come next Sunday. We went to evangelism on Sunday. We were together on Tuesday when somebody was asking us about the church. Are they doing deliverance in your church? Are they doing deliverance? Meanwhile, there are churches in local that are doing deliverances. But they don't even know. When we package well and present ourselves, we will become valuable. How do we release value? Number one is by prefer, give people solution. When you give people solution, they will value you. In Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 to 10, the reason why Joseph became valuable was because he provided solution to the people that dreamt. He gave them the answers. And then Genesis 41, he gave another solution. Nobody will respect Joseph if he didn't give solution. If you only dream and then you give a way out, you will not be valued. So give people solution and they will come back to you again and again and again. Hallelujah. Number two is create easy alternatives. Make this easier for people and people will value you and people will look for you. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26 verse 15, the Bible says, Hezekiah invented war equipment. He was the first.
When you increase your reach of reach, that's what I call exponential impact. When your impact is wider, your level of value increases. By that I mean, if you only minister to children, your level of impact is limited. If you minister to children and teenagers, your level of impact is limited. If you minister to children, teenagers, youth, is still limited. But when you minister to teenagers, youth, married people, it's still limited. But when you minister to teenagers, youth, married people, old people, this is what our fathers in the faith do. All classes of people can listen to them. I have little or few things to say to an old man. You may not even listen to me. Because I can talk out of my inexperience. But daddy can talk from a level of experience and they will understand. That is why Apostle Salman said that the way to grow as a minister is look for your generation and grow with them. Because they will understand what you are understanding. There are things that I will say to an old man, look at me, this is my son, he doesn't know what he's saying. Yes. And then I'll be thinking, I'll be saying the correct thing. That is why somebody like Daddy Adeboye is valuable. Because all the people in the world, he has reached them. He's reaching them. All the classes. He's not limited. It's what we call, that is what we call generational impact. The whole generation are feeling your impact. Both the old generation, the young generation, the married generation, every generation is feeling your impact. By that, you become highly valuable. Hallelujah. And then when you want to transfer value, you must ensure that you create systems where you can transfer value, that from this generation, your value does not end. When your value ends with you, you are not really valuable. You have to be able to transfer systems that will transfer those values. And I believe the Lord help us all to be valuable in the name of Jesus Christ. In our generation, to prepare real solutions, to be able to minister to our generation as a whole. And I believe the Lord will help us all in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking to us. Help us to be people of value. We receive the grace to be valuable. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord to receive our offering and bless it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you very much for coming.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.